About $6 million was spent in just those two projects, close to 5 miles of new water line being laid. We're replacing the infrastructure as the last 7 years in the city, and our water leaks have gone from a high of 60 to 80 a month down to 6 or 7, so we've made a lot of progress. We needed more water storage. The old L&N tower was 150,000 gallons. It's being taken up to 500,000 gallons. It was a 3-year fight with the state. The state said it had historical value for being 100 years old. We needed it on that site where that water tower was by our previous water modeling study. So that's been a 3-year battle. We've jumped through all their hoops, and now we're ready to replace that water tower, which will give us a full day's storage in the next water crisis. And, of course, close to 5 miles of water line, so you're going to be seeing us digging up all the neighborhoods again.
Mm, yeah, but, I mean, it's one of those things.
People don't see the infrastructure that's in the ground, so they don't really think about it or really care about it. And that's what's bringing you safe drinking water, allowing sewage to get away from your house, transported to where it needs to go, the storm water, and roads. So I think it's one of the most important parts, and you have to understand that most of the infrastructure here in the city, especially with water lines, 80 to 100 years old. Water lines are like humans. At 50, you might start having a few problems. At 70, you're going to have a lot more problems. At 100, they're just failing all over the place. And that's what we saw, and that's why we have so much overtime in the city repairing leaks. So we're past that point.